It's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. We're doing something a little different today. We're celebrating a milestone. It was 10 years ago this month that WABE partnered with StoryCorps Griot to record the voices, experiences, and life stories of African Americans here in Atlanta. Today, a look back to a story we recorded in 2007 about the young life of Ron McNair. He was a physicist and NASA astronaut, and yes, he was one of those killed when the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded in January 1986. But in this recording, Carl McNair talks to his friend Vernon Skipper about his young brother, Ron.
Well, Ron, we knew that from an early age he was different. Ron was obviously someone who didn't accept societal norms as being his norm. I mean, that was for other people. I recall at the time when he was 9 years old, Ron kind of decided that he wanted to stage his own sit-in. Now, he went to the public library, which was, of course, public library, but not so public for black folks.
Okay.
That was 1959. And he, without my parents or myself knowing his whereabouts, he decided to take a mile walk from our home down to the library. His intention was to go in there to pick up a couple of books. So as he was walking in there, all these folks were staring at him because it was white folk only, and they were looking at him and said, who is this? You know, who is this Negro? So he carefully went through the library and got a book, a science book, and a math book, and politely positioned himself in line to check out his book. Well, this old librarian with a lemon face on her, you know, was like, what are you doing here? So he says, I'd like to check out this book, ma'am. And she says, this library is not for coloreds. And so he said, well, I would like to check out these books. She says, young man, if you don't leave this library right now, I'm going to call the police. So he just propped himself up on the counter and sat there and said, I'll wait. Now, this is a 9-year-old. So she called the police and subsequently called my mother. The police came down, two burly guys come in and say, well, you know, where's the disturbance? And she pointed to the little 9-year-old boy sitting up on the counter. He says, ma'am, this doesn't look like official police business. What's the problem? she says, well, he shouldn't be here. So my mother, in the meanwhile, she was called. She comes down there in a huff and a puff. You know, she's praying the whole way there. Lord Jesus, please don't let them put my child in jail and all this kind of thing as Southern mothers do. And she says, well, my mother asked the librarian, what's the problem? Well, he wanted to check out the books. And you know, Pearl, as they don't call it Mrs. McNair, they call her Pearl. Mm-hmm. You know that your son shouldn't be down here. And my mother said, well, he'll take good care of him. And she says, well, and the police officer said, you know, why don't you just give the kid the books? I mean, we need to go out and do what we need to do and do real police business, you know. And reluctantly, the librarian gave Ron the books, and he walked out. And my mother said, what do you say? He said, thank you, ma'am. Ron liberated two books. And he staged his own set-in, which was like 2 months from the official set-in that took place at North Carolina A&T in Greensboro, the Greensboro Four. You remember the Greensboro
Four? Yes, I
Four?
Do. Yep.
And so Ronald really started it.
That was Carl McNair remembering his little brother, Ron. He was speaking with his friend, Vernon Skipper. Incidentally, that library they were talking about would later be renamed after him. On another note, this story was also animated by StoryCorps, and you can find a link to it at our webpage, wabe.org/StoryCorps. Special thanks to Melissa Terry and Mike Johns, who helped produce the story.